How does GAO go about? Why is this important? Why is a strategic plan an essential part of your management plan?
A strategic plan is absolutely critical, Chris, because without one, it's akin to driving towards a destination without a map and not knowing exactly how you're going to get there. You can waste a lot of time and you can waste a lot of energy and not get to where you want to go. So GAO believes that it is critical to have a good strategic plan. And as the agency that audits others, we strive to be a leading practice agency and demonstrate by example. Our mission is to support the Congress in meeting its constitutional responsibilities and help improve performance and ensure the accountability of the federal government for the benefit of the American people. So basically, it is important for us to follow what we preach to others. And you had raised earlier on the issue of how we go about objectively putting together our own strategic plan. And I'd like to share that we can put together our strategic plan objectively because our unit, the Office of Strategic Planning External Liaison, reports directly to our executive committee, our top leadership, and having that top leadership's backing and input is critical for a successful plan. And also, our unit organizationally can access units and information from across our organization, as well as bring back information and analysis from external stakeholders and sources to help inform our plan. One of the leading best practices that we apply is conducting an environmental scan, and it includes a client scan, an external scan, and an internal scan.
What is an environmental scan?
An environmental scan is basically a process where you seek information and analysis from a range of sources, not only internally but externally as well, and from your clients. And we interact with the Congress on a 24/7 almost basis. We are very, very close to not only the congressional client but the agencies that we audit. And so their views about GAO is also important to help inform our strategic plan.
One of the challenges with putting these together, I think, often is people treat it like, okay, this is we have to do this because we have to, and because we'll get yelled at by GAO or somebody else or our IG if we don't have it. How do you ensure that this becomes something that is actually a viable document that's worthwhile, that all the energy that you put into it isn't just creating a pretty document, that it actually helps you do your mission better?
While this may not make some of the consultants who work in strategic planning very happy, we do this ourselves. We do conduct literature searches that involve information and analysis by other entities, and we do have expertise within the agency, and we also seek experts from outside the agency to help inform our plan as well. But this is an exercise that we conduct on our own. And through this process, we are able to really facilitate that dialogue and discussion across the agency.
And do you involve folks from around the agency, from your different elements of GAO, to ensure that this everyone's marching in the same place, that this becomes a almost collaborative document?
We have a network within agency of planners, and we work very, very closely with the planners from all across GAO. And as a consequence, I think that a number of the difficult issues that arise get worked through in a cross-cutting fashion. This really helps improve the plan and also produces a sense of ownership by the individuals within GAO who have the responsibility of helping carry out the plan.
I don't want to let you go without actually talking about the plan itself, what it actually says, because I think that's important too. And you do this every 3 years. What has changed in the last 3 years? What came off the list and what's maybe on the list this time that wasn't there before.
As I mentioned earlier, Chris, we do this environmental scan, and in that process, we are able to identify key trends that drive the future as well as affect our work. For this particular plan, we've updated 6 of the 8 trends and added 2 new ones, specifically the increasing impact of networks and virtualization and the shifting roles of government and governance. We've also updated efforts on energy, consumer protection, tax expenditures, fraud prevention, financial management, and technology assessment.
And also in there is the challenges that we face just with our fiscal well-being, making sure we can pay for all the things we're doing long-term, which I know has been on GAO's lists for a long time. So.
And absolutely. We have identified for the past 10 years this key trend, and this time in the write-up that we prepared as part of the strategic plan, we noted the urgency of addressing this particular issue.
Talk a little bit about the issue around the roles of government in governance. What is exactly does that mean?
Well, basically, as we have seen from the recession and the fiscal crisis of 2008, there has been changes and shifts in the role of government. Specifically, we are seeing the government get more involved in the private sector. We are involved in some of the activities of the car manufacturers as well as the insurance firm AIG. I believe it's now renamed Chartis.
Yep.
So there are areas where the public sector is getting into the private sector, and as the private sector is also getting involved in the public sector, and the nonprofit sector is in the world of trying to carry out and deliver some of the services that formerly the public sector used to deliver. So this presents a challenge for the auditors in terms of following the federal dollar, and we address this in our trend paper on the changing roles of government and governance.